2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 15. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Romans 8:23. We ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. Philippians 3:21. Who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of His glory, according to His operation by which He is able even to subject all things to Himself. Christ as redemption takes care of our future. Christ as righteousness saved us in that when we believed in Christ and were justified in Him, we were regenerated in our spirit. Christ as sanctification is now transforming our soul, thereby making us holy, yet our body still remains unsaved. In the future our body will be redeemed in Christ, that is, Christ will be our redemption. One day our body will be transfigured into the same body of glory possessed by Christ. This is the redemption of our body, the full enjoyment of our sonship. Today's reading. Everything in us that is of the natural being, the flesh, the self, the world, sin, the old creation, and Satan must be crucified and judged by God before we can be redeemed and glorified. First, there is redemption, then glory. We are all still in the old creation and in the natural life. Therefore, we need to take the judgment of the cross in order that we can receive Christ as our redemption and be qualified to enjoy God's glory. This is both for our living today and for the redemption of our body in the future, when our whole being will enter into God's glory and will express His glory and radiance forever. Redemption includes three matters: being brought back to God, terminated, and replaced. First, when we enjoy Christ as our portion, we will experience Christ as our redemption and thus will be brought back to God. In our experience we may go astray from the Lord. But when we enjoy Christ and thereby become righteous and sanctified, we are brought back to God. Second, redemption also includes termination. The Christ who dwells in us, supplies us, and becomes our nourishment also terminates us. Third, redemption includes being replaced by Christ. When Christ terminates us, He replaces us with Himself. This is more than sanctification, which separates us and makes us different from others. This is the actual process in which our element, our old constitution, is terminated and replaced with a new element, a new constitution, Christ Himself in resurrection. The future redemption of our body will be the transfiguration of our body, but today we may experience Christ as the one who transfigures our inner being. With regard to everything in our daily life, we need to be brought back to God, terminated, and replaced with Christ. In the church life we also need redemption because we are still very natural in many matters, such as our preference or care for the saints. In all things we need to be righteous, sanctified, and redeemed. When Christ becomes wisdom to us from God in our daily experience, eventually in everything He will be our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Every day Christ, the power and wisdom of God, is being transmitted from God the giver to us the enjoyers. Without the transmission of Christ as power and wisdom to us from God, we have no power or wisdom. At times we may be weak, in sin, and in darkness, and thus be temporarily cut off from this transmission, but whenever we turn to the Lord and confess our sins, we are forgiven and are connected again to the transmission. As the transmission resumes, we enjoy Christ as our power, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We must learn to remain in this transmission all the time. Our enjoyment of this continual transmission is the way to enjoy Christ. This is the end of today's morning revival.